Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. 75 this afternoon under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. 49 tonight, slight chance for showers. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. The man accused of firing the shot that hit and killed Lisa Lopez Galvin at the Chiefs rally shooting in February made his first court appearance yesterday. 18-year-old Dominic Miller is facing second-degree murder and weapons charges. He was booked into jail on Friday after spending nearly 3 months in the hospital. During the hearing, the judge went over Miller's charges. He's facing second-degree felony murder and unlawful use of a weapon, as well as two counts of armed criminal action. Two other men have been charged with the murder in Galvin's death. A 40-year-old man from Arkansas died in a head-on crash just northeast of Earlton in Neosho County. Yesterday afternoon around 3, 40-year-old Dean Branson was driving a Chevy truck southbound on U-169 Highway. He was passing vehicles on the northbound shoulder. He collided with a 51-year-old man driving the other vehicle. That man suffered serious injuries. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's Morgan, and I'm on the phone with Mike at Midwest Kia. Mike, your team has worked hard to provide your customers with a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience. For most of our listeners, it all begins with a visit to your website. I noticed some big changes online. What's going on?
That's right, Morgan. We recently updated our Midwest Express buying tool. It helps calculate payments, trade values, taxes, and more. Plus, we've added lenders who can provide full approval before you even step in the door. Those that have used the tool have saved as much as 2 hours from the typical dealership experience.
I know rebates and incentives can confuse some buyers, so does it also help with those?
Absolutely. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we've really helped cut through a ton of the red tape so you can focus on finding the perfect ride.
Now, that's what I call a better way to buy. If you're looking for a new ride, make sure to visit my friends at Midwest Kia and online at MidwestKia.com. As always, see why people are singing.
We want to see ya! Midwest Kia.
No disclaimer needed. Like we said, simple, transparent, and fast. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
Governor Laura Kelly and the family of 93-year-old Joanne R. Johnson are offering a $10,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest in the Augusta woman's death. Governor Kelly has issued an executive order offering a $5,000 reward to anyone who provides information that leads to the arrest and conviction in Johnson's murder. Her family has offered to match the reward for information, increasing the total reward to $10,000. Joanne Johnson was killed in her home in Augusta, Kansas over the Labor Day weekend last year. Deputies in Montgomery County arrested two people while patrolling Independence, Kansas on May 2nd. Deputies spotted a black Jeep known as a suspect vehicle in a narcotics investigation. Quaylen Johnson and Trinity Schlegel were inside the Jeep. Both had warrants in Montgomery County and were taken into custody. Deputies found drug paraphernalia, which is appeared to be used for smoking fentanyl pills, also known as Dirty 30s. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind. So let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Bellevue man who has been convicted of smothering his two children to death 3 years ago, Adam Price, was sentenced to life in prison. The jury ruled that he killed his 5-year-old daughter Emily and 3-year-old son Theodore in their beds in May 2021 and then fled to California. The jury took only 2.5 hours to convict him. Public defenders for Price, public defenders for the 38-year-old Price asked the court to push back the sentencing because they wanted Price to be evaluated to determine whether he was competent enough to stand trial. In other news, after the tornado that caused catastrophic damage, Garner Industries announced 62 employee layoffs. The facility northeast of Lincoln was hit by a tornado back on April 26th with more than 70 workers inside. But fortunately, there were no serious injuries. Scott McClain, the CEO and president of Garner Industries, says that the company has to find a way forward. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Pain Relief Center. We are an integrated medical clinic located in Milton, Kansas, helping patients find lasting relief from joint pain. Our team of expert providers are using the most innovative and proven techniques to help our patients find relief every day. If you are looking for answers to your joint pain, we could be the answer you've been looking for. Call 620-478-2878 to schedule a consultation. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit us on the web at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. You can also find us on Facebook.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Chamber and Main Street, the Blue River Rail Trail, and Marshall County Connection representatives met with Marshall County commissioners last week regarding financial support toward extending the Blue River Rail Trail in Marysville from the highway north to Calhoun. There is a $100,000 planning grant available with a 20% match. The city has applied for grants in the past but not been awarded. The group feels the missing piece is planning of the extension. This grant could help with that and hopefully open opportunities for future grants for construction. Commissioners indicated being in favor, but would like to know what the city's willing to contribute. The group will report back. Commissioners voted to reimburse Waterville Fire Department $26,000 in American Rescue Plan funds for 8 new fire suits. Brad Lippert is filed for re-election as Marshall County Attorney. A Republican from Sabetha, he also serves as Nemaha County Attorney and succeeded Megan Voracek, who resigned in March of 2022. Lippert was elected shortly after for a 2-year term at a special election where he ran unopposed. Washington County News reporting last week that a large-scale solar project is being considered for development in the Greenleaf area, as well as another near Clifton, with some landowners being contacted recently. NextEra Energy may be involved with the projects. An open house in Washington earlier in April was hosted by High Plains Resources to outline a 2D seismic testing proposal that could extend from Washington and Marshall into Clay counties and then south. Test wells and lease work continue with the potential for hydrogen energy development. Locally, the area involved began in southwest Marshall County and has been centered in the Barnes-Greenleaf areas of Washington County. Some 45,000 acres in Marshall and around 50,000 acres in Washington County are under or being considered for lease options. It's reported that if well sites are developed, they could include a 5-acre pad with a well pump and a fuel cell on site. Transmission lines would carry power generated from the region. Washington County commissioners received a report that NextEra had sent a $32,000 check to the Road and Bridge Department toward agreements for road maintenance during recent construction on the Wind Tower Farm. Nemaha County commissioners met with the county councilor regarding renewal of a health care sales tax, including wording that Nemaha County hospitals would recommend for consideration on the November ballot. Pony Up Marysville Match Day Friday generated over $364,000 with 1,245 gifts to 56 qualifying funds, which will be matched on a percentage basis with an additional $100,000 contribution. Blue River Rail Trail was tops in dollars with nearly $32,000. They'll use that to develop a children's riding area and track near the trailhead in North Marysville. Two funds combined for the historic Union Pacific Depot netted over $28,000, split between preservation and HVAC funds. Kester House Museum Foundation raised nearly $27,000, St. Gregory's Catholic School $16,000, with Marysville American Legion Post and the St. Gregory Church Building Fund $15,000 each. The rail trail was tops in number of gifts with 82, Marshall County Arts Cooperative 67, Historic Union Pacific Depot 63, and the Kester House Museum 56 donors. The entire leaderboard is online at ponyupmarysville.com. This year's effort was just shy of last year's record contribution amounts. A Kansas Department of Transportation mill and overlay project will begin on K-9 in Marshall County this week. The 4.5-mile project just north of Frankfort from the K-99 junction, east K-87. Traffic will be restricted to one lane, directed by a pilot car and flaggers during work. Drivers should plan for delays up to 15 minutes with a 10-foot width restriction also in effect. Work Monday through Friday with Saturdays if necessary during daylight hours. Hall Brothers of Marysville contractor on the $1.2 million project expected to be complete by the end of May. Kansas Sampler Foundation Sunday announced the first of four pop-up adventures each year will begin with an August 24th event in Blue Rapids. The modification was announced to the annual Big Kansas Road Trip, which in the seventh year was in Lincoln and Ellsworth counties this past weekend. More details on the Marshall County event forthcoming. Joyce Knowles, age 89 of Summerfield, passed away Friday. Visitation Wednesday at 1:30 from Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a burial service at 2:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery, Summerfield. Axta Landreth and Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Joyce Knowles. Douglas Jorgensen, age 62 of Waterville, passed away Saturday at his home. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Doug Jorgensen.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminding the second half 2023 personal property taxes are due Friday, May 10th. Pay in person at the Treasurer's Office, the Marshall County Courthouse, at any bank in Marshall County. A drop box is also available outside the courthouse for after hours. If you're including information in the mail or in the drop box, please include your payment stubs and note your contact information on your check. Please don't include cash. Friday, May 10th, second half personal property taxes due.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Southwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Slight chance for some rain showers overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain may linger early Wednesday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. A slight chance for some rain showers into Thursday as well, sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and rain may continue early Thursday night, then staying clear with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Friday, with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s and clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early May 73, record high on this date 93, the average low 51 and the record low 34. Sunset this evening 8:26, sunrise in the morning at 6:21. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region Monday afternoon and evening, recording anywhere from 3/4 to 1.25 inches.
It's not the fountain of youth, but scientists have found some astonishing longevity clues in a most unlikely place. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 7th, the 128th day of the year. Actor Gary Cooper and Hall of Fame quarterback Johnny Unitas were born on this day. The lifespan of a mammal is generally proportional to its size. Mice, for example, reproduce fast and die young, while whales can live to 100 or more. But one remarkable exception is the mouse-eared bat, which can live more than 20 years, nearly 10 times longer than other creatures of their size. Researchers recently found a characteristic in their DNA that slows aging. The possibility of inducing the same gene expression in humans is tantalizing. After all, if we lived as long as a mouse-eared bat, adjusted for size, the numbers would be staggering. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts to share at almanac.com.
Congratulations to the Diller O'Dell High Class of 2024 from Heartland Bank, Cook Trucking, and Sutton Repair. Commencement exercise is Saturday at 2 in this year's class. Dylan Dendinger, Cole Ebeling, Preston Engelman, Nicole Grabowski, Kira Hatterberg, Braden Humphreys, Kaylee McKinney, David Party, Rachel Ross, Emma Ruprecht, Kellen Schlickman, Tatum Schrader, Madison Sherwood, Kinsey Strine, Tristan Taylor, Timothy Vidosh, Zachary Warren, Ellie Weirs, and Alex Winsbauer. Congratulations to the class of 2024 of Diller O'Dell High School from Sutton Repair, Cook Trucking, and Heartland Bank.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. We are getting down to the wire for the regular season for baseball for college across the nation and here in the state of Kansas with the Sunflower Showdown happening over the weekend. And Kansas State end up topping KU in game number 3 with a 4-2 victory in a comeback fashion with true freshman Blake Dean coming in as the relief and getting the wind on the mound for the Wildcats. Kansas State right now is sitting 28-19 overall for their season, just sitting over 50% with a 12-12 in conference play, where they now head to West Virginia for a 3-game series against the Mountaineers, starting on Friday for a 3-game series, before bringing it back to Manhattan for BYU. The Jayhawks right now are sitting 27-17 overall and 13-11 in conference play. They stay at home at Legends Field as they take on Omaha, followed by their upcoming 3-game series against Houston in Lawrence. Their final series of the regular season is on the road against the Texas Longhorns. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Hey, Wichita, why did the chicken cross the road? To get better deals at Rusty Eck Ford. No fooling around. Our prices and selection are no laughing matter. Choose from over 220 vehicles on our lot and ready for you. Like this 2023 F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Or a 2023 Ford Escape 2.9% APR for 72 months. Or a 2023 Ford Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. At Rusty Eck Ford, you get top dollar for your trade on over 220 new cars to choose from. And Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. Rusty Eck Mobile Service offers free pickup and delivery, making it easy to maintain your new Ford at peak operating performance from the comfort of your home or office. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
With the end of the regular season coming upon us here for college baseball, we are seeing the brackets set up for baseball tournaments around the nation, with the Big 12 especially, as brackets have been released for the Big 12's softball championship tournament coming up. And with the latest loss that the Kansas Jayhawks, City Royals are still working through their 3-game series against the Milwaukee Brewers. It's the final series at home at Kauffman Stadium before heading back on the road starting on Thursday this week to take on the Los Angeles Angels for 4 games before heading out to Seattle to take on the Mariners. Kansas City right now still battling for that 2-3 slot in the American League Central, dropping down to number 3 with an overall record of 20-15. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Family Fair is cheering for the Sacred Heart Irish and Falls City Tigers track teams. These athletes are sure to do well because of their swiftness, agility, and perseverance. So good luck at the district meet and bring home the gold. From your fans at Family Fair in Falls City, see our website for rewards and digital coupons.
Add some year-round interest to your landscape with the North American native Carpinus caroliniana. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Also known as hornbeam and musselwood, this small-scale tree is hardy in zones 4 to 9 and is native from Nova Scotia to Minnesota, south to Florida, Texas, and into Mexico and Central America. The smooth gray bark has fluted ridges that resemble flexed muscles. Unique leafy flowers appear before the leaves, and clusters of leafy nutlets persist into winter. The new growth is bronze to purple and eventually turns dark green. In fall, the leaves brighten the landscape as leaves turn yellow, orange, red, or reddish-purple. Select a cultivar like JN Select, Ball of Fire, or Fire Spire, known for their shape and outstanding fall color. This slow-growing tree tolerates shade and periodic flooding. It eventually grows 20 to 30 feet tall. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
In the early days, many people were simply trying to get around this place. Then, after the years passed, some decided to come back and enjoy the spot they had once tried so hard to pass. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1800s, Mount Hood in Oregon was something that pioneers had to get around. But as Lloyd Musser shares, when the decades passed, the mountain became something that drew them back eastward to its slopes.
Probably in 1910 or so, 1905, people began to have luxury leisure time when they returned to the mountain to recreate, either climbing or hiking or eventually skiing.
Here at the Mount Hood Cultural Center and Museum, you can see the story of many of the early recreation clubs that began as people ventured to the area for fun.
We have ski clubs and outdoor recreation clubs that have been here since the late 1800s. The Mazamas were formed and climbing club were formed on top of Mount Hood in 1880-something. And one of the first ski patrols in America was formed right here on Mount Hood.
This museum shares the story of recreation, but also the other important industry that employs people, forestry. In fact, Lloyd spent many years working for the U.S. Forest Service and helped build many of the displays in the museum here. In some ways, this town, while modern, is similar to the way it has been for decades.
Mountain towns, ski area resorts across America, you know, got overwhelmed with condos and development and stuff. Unlike Aspen and whatnot, government camp's a little bit slower than that.
The town has a steady flow of people who come here year-round, though.
We're close enough to Portland that we get a lot of ski business on the weekend and outdoor recreation on the weekends, and not so much through the week. We're so closer to the ocean and Pacific that we can have rain any day of the year.
And that rainy weather can sometimes play havoc with the ski season. But nonetheless, this mountain remains a favorite place for many to visit throughout the year. Traveling to the countryside, Government Camp Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.
The annual Mother's Day Market is Saturday and Sunday at the Marysville City Park with dozens of vendors, food vendors, and more. Plus the art show at Marysville Junior Senior High, the model railroad display at the historic depot, and museums in Marysville will be open. Chicken barbecue serves Sunday 11 to 2 at the Helvering Center with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. Phone 562-8374. $15 for a half chicken meal. The annual Mother's Day Market, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3 at the Marysville City Park.
KNDY.
May is Critical Awareness Month, and Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center celebrates all the hard work, amazing skills, and dedication of all critical care colleagues. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
There are endless benefits to adopting precision ag technology on your farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The data it provides can save you valuable time and money as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Solving problems with your farming operation and noting where you can make improvements is a whole lot easier when you can retrieve data from a precision ag product. You want a system that ensures every pass across the field is documented and integrated into the equipment. You don't have to think about it. It just happens without a lot of fuss and effort. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says to have your goals in mind when choosing a platform, but you can't foresee everything you're going to want to do with the data.
I think that there is all sorts of analyses and things that we're able to extract value out of data that you find out long after you've been collecting it. And so I think even before you identify all the goals you could possibly have with collecting data, step one is just to make sure you're getting it, right? And that just starts with choosing the right player, the right platform.
The learning curve when adopting a digital strategy can be steep for farmers. Do your research and start with the tools you're comfortable with. It can be as simple as your phone.
Everybody uses apps, so really low barrier of entry. And so that's a great place to get started with your data. Make sure you have a platform that is available right on the mobile phone that you carry around every day. And generally, it'll grow with you as you become more comfortable with more advanced tools. The opportunity is there to go deeper and deeper and sit down at a desktop and do really in-depth analysis. So I would say the platforms will continue to grow and mature. And as you continue to grow more comfortable, you can go deeper with the tool sets that are made available.
Once you've chosen a platform to invest in, make sure it'll work with your existing equipment for data compatibility and file formats. Learn more about getting started in ag technology data at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
KNDY.
America's ethanol producers have a beef about Brazilian ethanol. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The country's first production facility for sustainable aviation fuel is taking some heat from the U.S. ethanol industry. The reason? The Soperton, Georgia plant is using Brazilian sugarcane ethanol in the process. Tom Bias, CEO of the American Carbon Alliance, says international standards rate biofuels for their sustainability.
The Carbon Index, which is a score based on modeling for different types of fuel, deals American ethanol a bad hand, so to speak.
Baez says the ethanol industry is working on a carbon sequestration plan that could level the playing field.
When they do that, then the corn ethanol that's produced at these plants where they capture the carbon will qualify to be a feedstock for sustainable aviation fuel, which is a big growth market. A lot of demand out there and very little product.
Bias says another issue with Brazilian ethanol involves tariffs.
There's a big tariff disparity. They have one on our products going into their country, and we do not have one on theirs coming into the country. The ethanol industry and the ag groups are insistent that that be changed.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Landall in Marysville is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company that's been in business for 60 years. Currently hiring welders, painters, fabrication, truck driver, and maintenance positions. Experience preferred but not required. Competitive wages, merit increases, annual raises and promotions, $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shifts, and a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, profit-sharing bonus, comprehensive insurance plan with a $500 deductible, fuel allowance to drive to work, and more. Apply online today at Landall.com or contact 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability welcome. Learn more and apply online at Landall.com today.
Good Tuesday. Sam's back with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. There's a great deal of banter within the agricultural trade about potential corn yield losses should rain delays push planting into late May. University of Illinois agricultural economist Scott Irwin has published an article on the new weather model that adjusts trendline corn yield up or down based in part on planting pace.
Absolutely. I have examples in the article of how you could do that. For example, the trend yield that this model predicts for 2024 for U.S. average corn yield is 182.1 bushels per acre. Let's say you get to May 20th and the amount that's planted late is 28%, which is 10 percentage points higher than average. On average, we plant 18% of the crop past that date. It's the margin above or below average that would be used to adjust the 182.1. So in this case, if it came out at 28%, you're 10 points above normal, then you just take 10 times minus 0.35 or minus 3.5 bushels, and then you would just subtract the 3.5 bushels from the 182.1. I think that's 178.6. And then that's how you would do it.
Now, quickly, in conclusion, the outlook for the soybean harvest in Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil, is deteriorating swiftly after torrential rain flooded fields, with about a quarter of the beans still to be harvested. Rio Grande do Sul was on track to become the second largest producer in Brazil behind Mato Grosso. Farm Policy News says the impact of downpours left entire cities and farms underwater in the state, which could cause up to a 15% drop in harvest in Rio Grande do Sul. Harvest predictions in the state range between 19 and 20 million metric tons and will include qualitative and quantitative losses. In most affected areas, estimates range from 70 to 80% of the soybeans suffering from some level of damage. Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hank's Birthday Bash features the frontman live on the Uncle Bill's Bail Bonds concert stage Saturday, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot at 2nd St. Francis in downtown Wichita. Tickets are $40 online, but if you stop by one of these sponsor locations for a special QR code, you can snag your tickets for only $20. Mr. B's Daylight Donuts and Goddard, Truck Stop, Dutch Miller GMC in El Dorado, Money Town Pond, and J.J. Edwards State Farm Insurance in Eureka. The frontman Saturday, June 15th. Get more info at CrankHankFM.com.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
A tire sale you can't miss at Honeyman Ford in Seneca. From May 7th through May 11th, purchase three tires and get the fourth free. Ask about their two-year road hazard program and free tire rotation with every oil change. Buy three tires and get the fourth free May 7th through the 11th. Offer valid only at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
There are endless benefits to adopting precision ag technology on your farm. The data it provides can save you valuable time and money on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
When you protect your corn and soy crops with Miravis Neal fungicide, you'll start seeing a lot more than just cleaner and greener fields. You'll get longer lasting disease control, better plant health benefits, less plant stress, higher potential yield, and increased ROI potential. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo and start seeing more green in your fields, on your yield monitor, and in your wallet.
Always read and follow label instructions.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Solving problems with your farming operation and noting where you can make improvements is a whole lot easier when you can retrieve data from a precision ag product. You want a system that ensures every pass across the field is documented and integrated into the equipment. You don't have to think about it. It just happens without a lot of fuss and effort. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says to have your goals in mind when choosing a platform, but you can't foresee everything you're going to want to do with the data.
I think that there is all sorts of analyses and things that we're able to extract value out of data that you find out long after you've been collecting it. And so I think even before you identify all the goals you could possibly have with collecting data, step one is just to make sure you're getting it, right? And that just starts with choosing the right player, the right platform.
The learning curve when adopting a digital strategy can be steep for farmers. Do your research and start with the tools you're comfortable with. It can be as simple as your phone.
Everybody uses apps, so really low barrier of entry. And so that's a great place to get started with your data. Make sure you have a platform that is available right on the mobile phone that you carry around every day. And generally, it'll grow with you as you become more comfortable with more advanced tools. the opportunity is there to go deeper and deeper and sit down at a desktop and do really in-depth analysis. So I would say the platforms will continue to grow and mature. And as you continue to grow more comfortable, you can go deeper with the tool sets that are made available.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about getting started in ag technology data at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Soil temperature and moisture level greatly influence when producers should plant cotton. K-State agronomist Logan Simon explains the ideal conditions for cotton growing.
Cotton seed germination and seed growth emergence are we usually think of them as being favored by soil temperatures at 64 degrees and above. In Kansas, we tend to use a 60-degree Fahrenheit threshold for cotton in that seed zone. So thinking about where that cotton seed is going to get placed. We've had some warm temperatures this spring. It's been a pretty warm April, but we've had a couple cold snaps come in, some cooler days. And so that is definitely influenced soil temperatures across southern Kansas, our cotton growing region. Part of that too, with soil temperatures, highly impacted by soil moisture. And we've got dry soil conditions largely across central and western Kansas right now. And an important thing to keep in mind with that is that drier soils tend to have greater temperature change in response to air temperature.
Simon relays an online resource available to growers that forecasts and evaluates soil conditions for planting cotton.
The North Carolina State University Cotton Planting Condition Calculator, it predicts planting conditions based on projected five-day growing degree day accumulation or growing degree day unit accumulation. And the way that those are broken up is we've got a ranking from very poor up all the way up to excellent. Based on degree day accumulation. And that really gives us an idea of the kind of conditions that we're going to have following cotton planting. We really want to be in that good, very good to excellent range when we're talking about that time after cotton planting.
He discusses the current planting circumstances for cotton in Kansas.
To give you an idea of where we're at right now in South Central and Southwest Kansas, in Harper, that real South Central location, we're sitting at good for the next week or so. Go a little bit north to Hutchinson, more adequate to good. And certainly as you get out to Southwest Kansas at those higher elevation sites, at Moscow, we're sitting at marginal to adequate, and here at Garden City, we're sitting at more like poor to marginal. So we got a little ways to go before we'll be hitting good conditions there.
That was Logan Simon, Kansas State University agronomist on cotton planting considerations. Learn more in the April 24th issue of the K-State Agronomy E-Update in an article titled Soil Temperature, Weather Forecast, and Seed Quality Are Critical for Cotton Establishment. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Your farm broadcaster Sims back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through this midday, we are still seeing mostly higher numbers in the livestock today. Mixed in the grains as we're starting to see some weakness in the row crops. However, soybeans are still slightly higher. We'll start in the livestock, though. In the live cattle for the month of June, currently up $1.15 at $178.12. August up $1.37 at $175.80. Triple-digit gains for the feeder cattle markets as well today. May feeder cattle up $1.42 to $242.82. August up to $255.10. That's up 2.22 on the day. Into the hogs, we see May lean hogs up 35 cents to 92.52, with June up 17 at 98.35 per hundredweight. Into the grains today, the wheat market giving up quite a bit of yesterday's rally. All three Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat are trending down. May Kansas City wheat down 15 at 670 a bushel. July's down 9 3/4 to 665.5. Oats are also lower. July oats down 2.5 to 394.5. It's been two-sided today in the corn markets. Now here through midday, slightly lower. May corn currently down 3 at 454. July to 466 3/4. That's down 2.25 cents. However, the soybeans are mixed to slightly higher. Again, some choppy two-sided trade is kind of been the theme today, but May beans up 0.5 cents to 12.35 1/4. July's down 2 to 12.46 3/4, and then slight gains beyond that. May soybean meals down 270 to 378.50, and soybean oil is higher. May up 46 points to 43.63. Cotton also recovering today, higher for the July cotton contract, up 76 points to 77.82. Taking a stroll down Wall Street here, we see the Dow on the rise for the fifth straight day, up slightly, up 82 points to 38,934. S&P's up 17 to 5,198. The NASDAQ up 40 at 16,388. Energy markets sees crude oil up 41 to 78.89 a barrel. Unleaded gas loses 3 cents a gallon, down to 255. Heating oil's up 1 to 247, and natural gas up 0.5 cent, down 0.5 cent rather, down to 219. Sam Speck to the Mid-America Ag Network.
Isn't it great when a food you crave is also good for you? Beef is undeniably delicious, but did you know there are 36 cuts of beef that meet government guidelines for lean? Each one contains less than 10 grams of total fat, with 4.5 grams or less of saturated fat and less than 95 milligrams of cholesterol per 3.5 ounce serving. May is Beef Month, so go lean with protein. This May Beef Month message is brought to you by
Meat Link Management LLC. Is a livestock and meat consulting business who engages clients along the entire supply chain. From ranchers to chefs, Meat Link Management helps you develop and implement business strategies to improve performance, profitability, and competitiveness. Meat Link Management of Valley Center, Kansas. Proud to be a beef supporter. You can always count on the unbeatable flavor of beef when the memories matter. This beef month, do what Kansans do best and gather around a mouthwatering steak, a juicy burger, or delicious brisket. Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for beef recipes that bring us together. Brought to you by the Kansas Beef Council.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. Get your next beef recipe from beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones is on a five-day rally, climbing 70 points this morning and approaching 39,000. The S&P had gained 0.25% going into the midday. The NASDAQ composite was up by 0.15%. The Federal Aviation Administration is opening a new investigation into Boeing. The plane maker now admits that some of its employees claimed tests on Boeing 787 Dreamliner jets had been completed when they hadn't been done at all. Upscale fitness company Lifetime Fitness is jumping into America's fastest-growing sport, naming Lululemon as its official apparel partner for pickleball and tennis. Lifetime now operates 700 pickleball courts inside its clubs. And sriracha lovers may want to start rationing their sauce. Weifang Foods, maker of the famous sriracha, says it has to stop production again because its supply of red chili peppers just isn't up to snuff. The factory will fire up again after Labor Day. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Save big now with unbeatable specials at Twin Rivers in Beatrice, your family-owned Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealer. Twin Rivers is your go-to destination for top-notch service and incredible deals on Jeep and Ram vehicles. Don't miss out. If you're in the market for a like-new used car or truck, or new, see this area's best selection on the lot on West Court in Beatrice, or go online anytime at twinriv.com. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, budget-friendly and customer-focused.
KNDY.